Best-selling author and American psychologist Mary Pfeiffer said this, "We live in a world filled with language. Language imparts identity, meaning, and perspective to our human community. Writers are either polluters or part of the cleanup team. Just as the language of power and greed has the potential to destroy us, the language of reason and empathy has the power to save us. Writers can inspire a kinder, fairer, more beautiful world, or invite selfishness, stereotyping, and violence. Writers can unite people or divide them." In this Book Show podcast, host, confidence coach Susan Axelrod asks women authors a simple question: which kind of writer are you? She invites each guest to step into the confidence zone to proclaim how her book can inspire. If you are seeking inspiration to create your legacy, take out your pen and pad. Your book, My Time, starts now. Hello, friends. Welcome to this episode of Your Book, My Time. I'm Susan Axelrod, your host for this amazing episode. I feel gratified and honestly, even though I'm the confidence coach, a bit overwhelmed by having a very special guest today, Wendy Lipton Dibner. I met Wendy in 2013, thanks to Callie Woodward. I was invited with a free ticket to go to a multi-day seminar that Wendy was putting on. And I got myself there because I had a deep yearning to accomplish something that even I at that time could not really identify. I ended up on the stage with Wendy. It was crazy. But really what happened was it was a life-changing experience for me. This is totally true. No paid testimonial. This is why I'm having Wendy on my show today. I ordered and read this book, Shatter Your Speed Limits. And it has a formula in it that honestly, truly, genuinely did change things for me. So I am bringing on Wendy for the first of a two-part episode. My friend, Wendy Lipton Dibner, thank you for joining me today.
Every time you tell that story, I get so touched. First of all, I can't believe it's like 2013. I mean, you know, I need a calculator kind of thing. I remember that day. I remember the day before that day. Right. So we were doing messaging and I was running around the room like a maniac trying to get people to bring out a new impact-driven message, and everybody was trying, and you were so not clear. You thought you were clear though. That's the thing. And the beauty of it was that you were so willing to play. You were so willing to be open and to say, okay, universe, I'm here. I'm here for a reason. She's here to help. But it wasn't dead on. I knew it. You knew it. It wasn't dead on. Anyway, I was obsessed. I became obsessed. And I don't know why to this day, because I mean, there were like 200 people in that room. Yep. I don't know why I honed into you. I only knew that you were just oozing impact from every pore in your body. And if I didn't help you do it, it was going to be a real waste for people. So that night I'm in my suite. I'm supposed to be hosting a group of people up there. And I can't get you out of my head. I was up all freaking night working on how can I rearrange the words here? And as you say in your introduction, you know, it's the words can make it or not.
Yeah.
It was too important. And so I stayed up all night and my adrenaline was pumping and I was so excited and I couldn't wait to tell you. And here we are. So I'm just so, this is going to sound so pompous. Oh my God, forgive me. I am so proud of you.
Oh.
The work that you have done since that day, in so many different arenas, in so many different venues, in so many different ways, right? Speaking and writing and sharing and lifting people up and coaching, all all came together, I think, in a way that has just been beautiful. So good for you.
Thank you. Wendy knows I call her Mama Wendy because she is a mother to so many of us, countless thousands, tens of thousands entrepreneurs like me who were really looking for something. And I also remember that next day when you like found me in the audience and called mm-hmm. me up. And, you know, I'm not shy, Wendy, but I still was shaking in my boots when you called me up and we had that conversation about legacy. You know, the message of legacy has been in me for nearly three decades now, I should say. But the message of impact as you teach it, really by shattering the limits that we draw around ourselves, is so profound. But there's something else I want to say before I get to my seminal question, which is, what is the story behind your story?
Right.
And that is this. Wendy, I don't know that I actually did it intentionally, but my style that I have in all my work, my speaking, my coaching, my leadership, my group leadership, is modeled after the style that I learned from you that I had honestly never seen before, which was, watch me, learn from me. It was so cool to see someone at your level say, watch me. I've done a lot of lives to promote this thing, but I want to say it here in this podcast. And that was this. Wendy would get up on the stage in front of hundreds of people, and then she'd step to the side and kind of look at us deadpan and say, watch what I'm about to do. Or also after the fact, she would step aside and then she would say, did you see what I did there? You know, Wendy, that pulling back the curtain is such a breakthrough to impact, isn't it? To keep it real that way.
Yep. I think the challenge that was making me crazy at the time was, I'm a true research geek, you know that. And so at the end of the day, I had been doing all this research. And one of the studies that I was doing that I had not told you guys about at the time, I announced it years later at a further event, was I was doing a full out stealth study of the industry of business development, of seminars and books and online courses and videos and da da da. And all of the ways that the so-called gurus were, you know, moving people in a not particularly ethical way, and making all of these promises, but so few people were winning as a result of what they had done. And so the question became why. And one of those reasons was that people were saying, I want to be just like you. And the problem with that, as you well know, is that I don't want anybody to be just like me. Because if you're too busy trying to be Wendy, you can't be Susan.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you know, your confidence message is huge. Because are there strategies and tactics that we can all use to make an impact? Yes. But at the end of the day, those strategies and tactics have to be customized to your unique impact, your unique humanity, your unique brain, your unique heart. Every piece of you that is unique has to get infused in everything you do. And the challenge, talking about shatter your speed limits, is that people don't have the formula to be able to say, okay, this is what I want. This is what I need. This is why I'm never going to do it. Right. And so at the end of the day, we have to know that we can learn from people, but not be those people. And at the end of the day, that has nothing to do with not being able to get the results those people got. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that really, that was the permission. Keyword people, stay tuned on that one for a second. But that was the real permission that you gave us that day to really believe. There was such a belief in the ability to do it ourselves, because I guess I might say nearly every single person in the room was in my shoes and having this deep yearning, but not really having the tools, tips, and strategies to make it happen. So folks, this is a two-part episode. In the next episode, we are going to talk about this amazing book called Focus on Impact. But for today, I want to focus on something that really, again, honestly, genuinely was a game changer for me. Right. Wendy talks about action. Her movement is move people to action. It's like every time I say the word action, Wendy, you know, I tag you on social media. Like if I use the word action, parentheses, it's Wendy Lipton Dibner, because right. Wendy is the action guru. But in order to get to action, there are a few steps that you might need to work through. Mm-hmm. And so Wendy created the action formula, D plus R plus P equals A. I learned that all those years ago. I also learned and modeled the helpful structure of using a formula in business. Sure. But the action formula really was life-changing. So I want to ask you, before we really get into the action formula, Wendy, sure. What is the story behind the story of okay. your speed limits?
Okay, so there's actually 1,000 stories behind this story.
No, we don't have time.
As you well know, right? Beginning with wanting to be Barbara Streisand. But at the end of it, you know, the bottom line piece of it is that there are tens of thousands of stories that belong to the people that I was training for the 30 plus years before I wrote Shatter Your Speed Limits.
That's right.
That's the key. So Shatter Your Speed Limits is a 2-hour tale, right? Mm. It's a made up story. And so it reads like a novel, right? So it's very fast.
Yeah.
But what it does is it brings together all of the truths with examples that each of these characters hold under their personage, the real lives of entrepreneurs, executives, employees, healthcare workers, nonprofit professionals, all of these people who I had been working with all of these years. And every single one of them shared their stories with me, but at the same time, they also showed me, I started here, I've gotten here, I want to be here, but no matter what I do, I can't get there. And whether that was not being able to lose weight or not being able to make the money they wanted to make or everything in between, at the end of the day, I kept looking for what's going on, what is missing. And so the question that the action formula is really designed to answer is what is missing? So I was teaching this. I wasn't teaching it as a formula per se, but I was teaching the components of it all over the world. And then one day I found out that one of the companies that I had trained stole the formula and started teaching my seminars in their company through their company. Mm. And so I took it to an attorney. I said, you know, come on, this can't be. They stole all my stuff. And he said, well, did you trademark it? I said, no. Did you copyright it? No. Did you create a patent for your system? No. He said, all right, first thing you need to do is write a book.
Mm.
And so I wrote a book. It was called The Action Formula. It was the same type of thing, a story. But I made it all about doctors, different types of doctors, because that was who stole it, right? So at the end of the day, it was a marketing company for doctors that stole it. So what happened was I wrote it, I copyrighted it, I began to patent the system, I trade, and I put it in my basement. I never intended for anyone to see it. 3,000 copies in my basement. Done. Okay. And then when Christmas time came around, I decided to send one to all my clients as a gift. because I realized, you know, this is what I've been teaching you guys, so you should have this.
Yeah.
And at least one of the things I was teaching. And all of a sudden, these doctors started calling me and saying, oh my gosh, can you come and do an action formula workshop for us? How come you never told us about this? I did. They just didn't know it was. All right. So that was for a few years. And then I started getting a lot of requests from corporate and entrepreneurs. So I rewrote the book for them as opposed to just for doctors. That shatter your speed limits.
I see. So often with self-help books, I go right to the end. And one of the things of these, all these tabs that I highlighted is what I learned from you in business, what I have modeled after you in business. Mm-hmm. And that is that there's no competition, that there's only collaboration. We're going to talk about it again in the next episode, Focus on Impact. Your research showed that people wanted cooperation. But in the end of the book, all the way at the end, the author's note, it says this: be a TED to the people in your life, at work, at home, and everywhere in between. Now, when you get this book for yourself, for your life or business, you will learn who TED is. And the idea that you would say to me, the reader, be a TED, go out, because in the book, TED shares what he learned. And he shares it, of course, in the form of the formula. So Wendy, I really do want to say, I believe this is game changing. You can make impact when, as I say, you, as I've learned from you, you let go. You know, you're Barbara Streisand. You're like, arms are flung open. You're holding people in hugs, you know, instead of what I say, it's like this tight thing where you're holding on only to yourself and you suffocate. Mm-hmm. And so that really, you know, I want to help people understand that what you have shown us. Now, I think you have 11 businesses. By the way, I forgot to read your bio because I have your bio everywhere, but I just realized because I followed your model, I show up organically with my own, you know, as you say, unique qualities. So I wanted to share my own story in the very brief introduction because it's not a long time that we have together. So I have your bio everywhere.
No worries. But
I think your bio says you've started 11 businesses.
Yeah. So that's actually important to know. And it doesn't have to do with me as much as it needs to help everyone who's watching or listening to this understand where these formulas fit and how they came to be. And we don't have enough time for the whole story anyway. Yeah. But the long and short of it is, I've worked with over 5 million people, either virtually or personally, and at the end of the day, each of those people were in hundreds of different industries. So I've spoken on over 1,000 stages. I've worked with 10,000 doctors and over 2 million corporate and, you know, so all of those people, have uniqueness, but at the same time, this is about research for me. So there is nothing woo-woo about what I teach.
Right.
If you use it to create, you know, miracles for people in industries that others might call woo-woo, good for you. At the end of the day, though, what we all need to understand is that these formulas were tested and tweaked and tested and tweaked in every industry from healthcare to hair care. And so what we've got to do is we've got to figure out what are the formulas we need. And the one formula that every single thing I teach has in common is the action formula. And that's why Shatter Your Speed Limits is so critical.
Yeah.
Because when Focus on Impact teaches the action formula, but more about business.
Right. It's like the extension. So again, I also learned from you, I modeled this, that I've designed my life and business as life and business. Like I have an infinity loop of, you know, that the action formula applies in life and it applies in business.
Right.
That's how I've designed my life. I walk my dog in the middle of the day and I do business at night sometimes.
Right. So save that for focus on impact. I would invite you to only focus right now on the action formula.
Okay.
As a formula, because what Shatter Your Speed Limits shows us, it's not about shattering your limits. It's about shattering your speed limits. That's the key. We never want to leave that out. That's why this is trademarked, right?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, you know, when we're in our teens and 20s and even 30s, we start to feel like we have all the time in the world. So why don't we do this? And why don't we do that? And why don't we worry about that later? And all of a sudden, something happens. And it happens to all of us. Something happens where all of a sudden we say, holy crap, where'd all the time go? And I wanted to do that and I didn't do it. You know, whether it was making a special dessert for the dinner party or whether it was creating a legacy business, at the end of the day, we get caught. And so the question is, you know, how many minutes, weeks, years are we willing to wait to get what we want? I mean, the seminal question is, are you living the life you want or the life you've got?
Right? I mean, again, there's so much to that. My friend, when I read her the question, it's not even on the first page, it's on the inside cover. If you woke up tomorrow morning and magically found you had everything you truly wanted, how would your life be different? Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
And so we talk about this all the time, but also that piece, again, I highlighted, I circled it, that you just said, which is this: how long are you willing to wait to get what you truly want? And honestly, it has been since 2013 that I first met you and saw you and really started adopting, integrating, using the material. And at this point, I'm older now, but there's still so much more to do. I want to share the formula.
Actually, I would invite you not to.
Oh, okay.
Which is brazen for an
interview. It's brazen. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Forgive me. The formula makes no difference until you understand why you need the formula.
Mm.
And so, you know, if people want to learn the formula, they can get Shatter Your Speed Limits. You know, they can go to Move People to Action. They can read Focus on Impact. The formula is everywhere. But the reason for the formula, if you use our time together, Susan, to explain, or I can explain, the foundational critical nature of why we all need to understand the formula. Mm. So if it's okay, I'd like to take a quick second to talk about that.
Definitely.
So one of the reasons, you know, we were talking earlier about the reason that people go to seminars and books and, you know, they don't read the books they buy and they don't, that, you know, they're all pumped up at these seminars and 24 hours later, it's why did I even go to this thing? Right.
Yep.
Or we buy online stuff and then it comes in, but we're busy when the links come in. So we throw them into our inbox and then like a year later, it's still there. And it's like, I don't even remember what I bought.
Right. Delete.
Okay. Yep. So why does all of that happen? Well, the answer is because we're missing something in a formula. So if we look at what are the reasons we take action, there are only three reasons we take action. There are three components to those actions. And if we don't have all three balanced in a way that matches the difficulty of the action, we won't take the action. So if I'm sitting and I'm on my couch and I'm all cozy and it's cold outside and, you know, it means just cold and I'm under my blankie and I'm, you know, watching my favorite show. And then all of a sudden I need to fast forward. Right. And so I go to look for the remote, but I don't have it. And I see it sitting all the way across that room. So the question becomes, how badly do I really want that remote? Am I getting it from under the covers? Well, the same is true for weight loss. When I installed the Action Formula into one of the best known institutional weight loss programs, I'm not going to mention a name right now, and we started using the Action Formula with those people, the difference in percent of how many people not only reached their goal, but kept their goal for at least a year was extraordinary. It was a difference of like 30% to 80%. It's about money. It's about impact. It's about what is it that you want your kids to do that you can't get them to do? What's missing? And so the most important thing before you learn the formula is to understand what's missing in your life.
Yeah. I mean, you just called in parenting, you know, absolutely, you know, absolutely. To understand what's missing in your life, you know, Wendy, it's hard for some people. I find that many people just have this yearning and they don't really know what it is.
Well, you know? But that's what's missing. In other words, if you're not, and P.S., you know, like nobody is, okay. If you're not spending every single moment of your waking hours and every moment of your dream time in sheer bliss, something's missing. Mm. At the end of the day, we all have things that are missing, right? So what do we need to do to find what's missing? That was the question I kept asking. People would come to me as a coach or a speaker or a consultant or whatever, and they would say, I hate this. I don't like that. My life is bleh. My business isn't making enough money. You know, we're very good at noticing what we have that we don't like. So you start there. Yeah. What have you got that you don't like? Mm. What are you doing that you don't want to be doing? What are you feeling that you don't want to be feeling? What are you saying that when it comes out of your mouth, you just want to take it back and it's too late? What aren't you saying that you should have said that would have made the difference, right? All of these things are missing. So instead of worrying about, oh gosh, I have to learn a formula, focus first on what's missing in life, in your relationships, in your heart, in your head, in your business. Figure out what's missing that's keeping you constantly complaining, if not out loud, then in your head.
Oh, yeah. You know, you just hit on that word complaining. I used to say before I got involved with your model, complaining was my birthright. And you really hit on there on something there, because I was always going outside, you know, externally to blame, complain until over the course of my experience, I learned, that's why I call my coaching 100% in your control. When you bring it all in and take responsibility for yourself, as in the case of the writer in the book. You know, one of the characters is a writer and he's complaining all the time. But they're really I was just reading, of course, I just reread the book, and he says, I didn't really know what I wanted the book to be about, you know, in the end. And once he really got that together, then we got into flow from that stuckness. So it's like what you're talking about, I call stickiness or stuckness or, you know, the feet in the mud. And Wendy, today in this day and age, the anxiety levels are rising. You know, it really feels like it's hard, maybe harder for people to move even into the space of answering those questions that you were just asking honestly for themselves.
Well, I think part of that is because of structure loss. So what happens with any major change in our lives, and God knows the pandemic is the biggest change that any of us have ever experienced, even losing someone we love notwithstanding, which is already a big change in our life, right? But just being in all the restrictions and living in fear of what would happen if, and maybe losing a job or maybe not being able to do your job. Like, I'm a professional speaker, but I haven't been on an airplane in 2 years. You know, the things that happen in our lives have a structure to them. No matter how free we'd like to say we are, we all have a structure to that freedom. The only way to be free is to have a structure so that you're then free to play or free to think or free to be. So we lost a tremendous structure to our lives. Everyone did. And the natural normal response to structure loss is fear, mm-hmm. which is the, you know, kid way of saying anxiety.
Right.
So right. At the end of the day, this anxiety, it's right. It's right to have anxiety. And the secret there is to find a structure, which at this point, people are starting to do.
We're coming back into it now.
Nobody expected that. I mean, when we learned that the pandemic was coming before it was even announced, because I have so many doctor clients, and so I, you know, so 2 months before it was announced by WHO, I was on the phone with all my doctors and I was saying, okay, we need to change your structure. You're about to lose total structure. Here's what we do. First thing I said to my husband is, we got to get an Amazon and buy another freezer. You know, it's like, because I knew that that one piece of structure would be so important.
Yeah. Yeah. For life.
So noticing what's missing, that at the end of the day, that's the theme that leads people to shatter your speed limits. If you're living a life that isn't the life you want, then something's missing.
We're going to have to end this part of our conversation on that note. This is just agony for me, but I'm so delighted that we're going to have a part two to this discussion. Wendy, I want to thank you so much for being here with me today, for sharing the story behind the story. I guess I had forgotten some of it, to tell you the truth.
Of course.
And if there's one last thing I want to leave our listeners with, it's this. One thing I learned from Wendy is the part about measurable impact. That, you know, that's where really you show yourself to be the real deal. And that's why I was so delighted to have you on this program today. We're going to continue our discussion in part two, but to leave this message, that impact can be measurable. And I want to invite people to think about that for themselves. So Wendy, thank you. Thank you so much,
sweetheart.
And I'll see you in part two.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned, folks.